just waiting here on the seesaw looking for a partner.
Two or three. I'm a 30-year-old man.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo, what up?
Hey, everybody.
We're the Time Strap Podcast.
Yeah.
Time Strap Podcast. How was your week, Andy?
It was
wow,
good.
That was really nice. Matt.
I planted some grass seed.
Wow, no. I want you to expand upon that thought.
I've been babying it all weekend.
Yeah?
I spread my seed throughout the yard.
That's nice.
You better watch out. Mother Earth's not on birth control.
What? You need a little... Matt babies everywhere, all in the yard.
Oh, God.
Don't mow. I have so many thoughts.
This is your speedy podcast. Hurry up.
I'm sorry. Where are you planting your seed? Is it just front yard, backyard, side yard, neighbor's
pretty
yard?
Pretty much all over.
All over?
Yeah.
Hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the park, spread some seed.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I definitely bought grass seed for the park.
I mean, city's not going to do anything.
Oh. For real though, how's your week, Andy?
It was good. I painted my basement.
You painted your basement? What color?
Well, the woodwork's white, but then the room's going to be gray.
White's a good color.
Yeah. One would almost say the superior color.
One would. One would definitely say that, yeah.
One would. Probably not in this room, but one would say that.
Yeah.
Not in this room. My week is fine. It's my birthday week coming up. I've got 7 days off. So yeah, just hanging out, living life.
Yeah.
When you work at a bank, you have to take a mandatory week off so they can catch all the nickels you've been stealing.
That shit adds up, man.
Yeah, it did. I mean.
Yeah. Over here, yeah, it's also my birthday week.
Yeah.
So happy early birthday, Tam.
Happy early birthday, buddy.
Thanks.
Aw, that's nice.
I already have the yearly scheduled posts.
So. I'm sure you do.
they're waiting to drop tomorrow and Tuesday.
Crazy awesome. Enough, it's also Julia's birthday yesterday.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Three in a row.
How are you doing that?
What?
How you doing that?
Yeah, you plan that?
Yeah, you plan that?
Yes.
That first date material?
Yeah. So there's this really neat app where instead of looking at like how nice somebody is, you just look at when their parents fucked.
What, and then count?
Yeah, and then count the 9 months.
What if they're preemie? I was born a month early.
I'm sure you wouldn't be on the site then. I don't know.
I was in a hurry, like this podcast.
Like this podcast.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Gaming! But yeah, birthday celebrations, week off. I'm supposed to be doing chores around the house, but one of the days that I was supposed to do chores, I woke up hella late. My phone died. I was just like, I'm going to get up at 9. It's 1 o'clock.
Mom's going to be so mad.
She was.
Really?
She was so livid.
Damn, get your 28-year-old ass.
I'm going to be 27, sir. Please.
No, I'm sorry.
My foot's not quite in the grave yet.
Your crow's eyes are just a lot.
They're a lot bigger than I thought.
No, you've got youth.
Besides that, it's because I can't grow facial hair. Besides that, I've just been playing a bunch of card games.
Andy's finally as old as he's been claiming to be for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
I remember we're at SGC, and he's like, I'm old. I'm like, you're 25.
I'm now 30.
Gross.
I know, yeah. Gonna hit 31 in a couple months.
Yikes.
It's disgusting.
I can't go to parks for fun anymore.
No. Well, not that same kind of fun.
Hey, just let your kid ride on the swing next to me. No biggie.
No, I'm just playing this grass. Don't worry about me.
Just waiting here on the seesaw looking for a partner.
Two or three. I'm a 30-year-old man.
Hey, would you say your name was Gargoyle? All right, Gargoyle, go get two more of your friends. We're going to seesaw.
What's their name?
Gargoyle, because, dude, kids have the weirdest fucking names now.
You couldn't have picked something normal like Sam or...
Clyden with a Q?
Glided. All right, I guess.
All right. All right, beef sandwich. Come on.
Beef sandwich.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm Beefcake. Beef sandwich is my father.
Beefcake Jr.
Beefcake Jr.
Sounds like a boss in like a Nintendo game.
Yeah, it's like a Streets of Rage type of. He comes smashing through the wall.
Beefcake Jr.'s here.
Oh, no.
Dude, speaking of shifting gears back to grass seed.
Go ahead.
This isn't about grass seed. Oh. But because I was planting it, I am covered in mosquito bites right now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they're so bad this year.
Oh, my God. You go out at dusk, and it's fucking insane. And then, like,
it's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. I'm itching all over.
Yeah.
And it's hard when, because, like, I got this, you know, this bag. Both my hands are full. I can't defend myself.
Here's the pro strat. Yeah. Don't go outside ever.
Solved.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. If outside was so cool, we wouldn't have made inside.
You got a good point. So, so who's dragging you to brunch?
My parents. We're doing brunch and then going to see Toy Story, and then I have to play cards tonight.
Oh, so you're in for an emotional roller coaster today.
Yes, yes. Dinner with my parents is the down, and then a backup for Toy Story, and then when I go scrub out at Locals, it's... Yeah.
And then the end of Toy Story is going to bring you down again, but then slightly bring you up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's not going to be another fucking incinerator scene.
Psych is the second one.
Yeah, and it took this time.
Oh, no. That's just how it ends. Just, I don't know, Woody.
The end. When they said they weren't going to be making any more numbered Toy Stores, it's because they killed the whole cast.
Speaking of movies, Avengers is going back in theaters.
Fuck and yes.
It's how much longer this time? Like
6 minutes.
Yeah, so it's just got two post-credit scenes.
Really?
Yeah. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
They didn't add any...
Are you serious?
No, yeah, no.
There's
it's just
cutting room floor
material?
It's just
two post-credit scenes.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Man, I cannot wait to pay $7 to see this movie again.
I know, that's what I said too. I was like, I'm going to see that again. Plus, it's just a good movie.
Yeah, it is. I do think you got to watch the first one first. You got to make a day of it.
Infinity War?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, like every time you see Endgame, you got to watch Infinity War?
Yeah.
That's tough.
I hear you.
How many times I've seen Infinity War, I feel like I can just close my eyes and it just runs through my head.
That's fair. That's fair. Not all of us have like put that
Ebony
decade
Ma
of time.
So hot.
You. All right. You. I'm sure. Like you've made up the time though, right? Eventually, you're gonna get caught up, or you're gonna start to watch Endgame and be like, you know what? This was it. I have to watch Infinity War first. This was viewing 50, and I'd only watched it 49 times. I got to go back.
I mean, I did watch Infinity War before I saw Endgame the first time.
That's good.
And the second time.
I did a chronological watch through.
Of everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took me a while. I started quite a while before Endgame came out.
There's a...
Not in order of release. Chronological.
Oh, yeah. So, like, Captain Marvel. Or no, First Avenger... Followed by whatever.
Captain America followed by Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So I had to go to theaters to see Captain Marvel before I could continue my watch.
Captain Marvel.
There's a podcast I listen to that...
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. I swing with other podcasts.
You bitch.
Happens.
That's what I said.
That's all right.
I'm just reiterating.
I'm just agreeing with you.
That took and watched them all leading up to whatever. To
Endgame?
Not Endgame, but Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Like ranked and reviewed them all. Mm-hmm. Really took about an hour to like explain the whole plot again and like went through and told a bunch of goofs. It was some good fucking content. Some good fucking content.
We did the chronological before Infinity War. But then before Endgame, I just watched Infinity War again.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I did the chronological before Halo 4 came out.
Play all the games again?
Yeah. Well, so it's...
No, we're good.
Andy was like about to sneeze or cough, and I was just bracing for it.
And you just hit the sickest dab ever.
It's Halo Wars, Halo 1, Halo 2, up until... New Mombasa level.
Right.
And then you have to play Halo 3 ODST.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Shit, I got it wrong. Halo Wars, Halo Reach, Halo 1, Halo 2 up until New Mombasa, Halo 3 ODST, the rest of Halo 2, and then Halo 3. That was a long time ago.
That's really nerdy.
Oh, yeah, now yeah. The line has been crossed.
No, it's, so, at fucking no point...
hard game bitch over here.
At no point in the watching your Marvel movies where you're like, well, now I gotta stop watching this movie because they had a flashback and go watch another one. But you're like, shit. I'm gonna finish halfway through this game and then stop it and beat this other game.
Fucking Woody this weekend?
All right.
I don't believe that was me.
You're
and I don't believe it was Andy.
You're right. Ergo. I did have Andy's name on the bottom of my boot, though.
Goddamn straight you did.
Yeah, he also has a tattooed on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
We could
got a tramp stamp that says you got a friend in me.
No, that'd be like right on my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
So then they know the friend is me.
All right, guys. I've got only gaming news because Tam is in a hurry.
Well, okay.
That's cool. I mean, we're mostly gaming.
Mostly. Sometimes we talk about fucking whatever that just was a second ago. All right, which one do I want to play? It's eeny, meeny.
Game delays, DLC, and more.
Oh, I know what the ladies like.
This is gaming news.
Speaking of Halo reference...
I know what the ladies
did. Yeah, that was a Halo reference. Yeah. And I didn't even think about it because I don't remember what most of these are.
Yeah.
I love her.
And I'm too high to pay attention.
Banjo-Kazooie for Smash.
Oh, fuck yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking hyped.
I would like to say that the hero coming in is also like a thing, but who gives a shit about that? Banjo's back, baby.
That's really cool.
You know, switching to the hero for a moment, I'm not sure a lot of people realize how much Dragon Quest, like, inspired RPGs.
Yeah.
Like, the modern RPG. Because Dragon Quest was out in Japan before Final Fantasy. And Final Fantasy took a lot of cues before Dragon Quest.
I didn't know that.
And then Final Fantasy came to the United States before Dragon Quest.
And it's the closest people are ever going to get for Goku to be in Super Smash Brothers. It's like fucking, I guess, dude, it's a Toriyama work, whatever.
Dude, the fucking main guy looks like fucking Android 17.
Yeah, he does.
Which is great, because that's my boy. Do it for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Banjo-Kazooie for Smash.
He's going to be hype.
That's a cool DLC character.
I actually haven't played a Banjo-Kazooie game.
I have not either, but I've watched Let's Plays. I
played the first.
I know Leaper's played fucking... It's in his veins. But seeing the hype for other people, like, that was pretty fucking cool. And Grant Kirkhope, of course, was, like, crying about it.
Yeah, of course. like at this point, Super Smash Brothers is, like...
The singularity?
Yeah, it's everything. It's a party game that you can get drunk with your friends, fucking turn everything on and randomize the stages and get mad and get happy and cry happy tears and sad tears. Or it's like one of the most intricate competitive fighters you can have because of the mechanics. And it's also like the greatest catalog history of gaming at this point. Like,
it does.
Like,
yeah.
How there's like 1,000 songs, like full 3-minute songs. There's like facts, there's like models. Like, I remember when I was trying to make a costume for a Link from The Legend of Zelda, I didn't go online. I popped in Super Smash Brothers Brawl and blew up the trophy and was like, hey, here's everything about this costume. Like, it's a museum of history. It just makes me excited to see, like, so Rare is part of Microsoft now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could technically, like, smudge our eyes and be like, hey, there's a Microsoft representation in Smash. Now we get to, like, what happens when Crash Bandicoot gets in?
Or Master Chief.
Master Chief.
He just starts punching Pikachu just straight in the face.
Well, in Joker's Sony representation.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like...
There was actually a part in the... Oh, God. At some point in the Banjo trailer, I think it was Joker and Banjo looking down at, like, Mario or something like that?
Yeah, something, like, so rad. So,
Joker
is from Persona 5. Not the Batman character.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Which, Who knows? We might get Joker. Just walking up and stabs Yoshi. Yeah.
Got fucking his crowbar, beating people with it. I've killed Kazooie.
Smash got dark. Super Smash Bros. After dark.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I'm excited.
Everybody's just Smash naked, Bros. Though.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Naturally. Summer Games Done Quick 2019 starts today.
Fuck yes.
Oh, neat.
What's your favorite Games Done Quick memory?
Final Fantasy VII.
My favorite memory is the guy who was trying to speedrun Mirror's Edge glitchless.
Yeah.
So he kept doing a bunch of glitches. And the announcer was like, that looks like a glitch. He's like, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine. So my favorite one was the first Games Quick I've ever saw was the Goof Troop run. Two controller, one player. And he had to hold the one controller right side up and the other controller upside down. And he controlled both characters. And he'd get to a boss and flip it over because Goofy does more damage than Max. But Max was faster. And so he'd flip. And so it was some of the craziest fucking... I was just like, all right, sick. I'm watching this forever. Oh, my God. Like, it's crazy how cool the Goof Troop is. Insane.
I actually have a schedule here. I'm not going to go through everything because there's about 1,000 games here.
Well, it's like a 5-day thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And each day is fucking packed.
Yeah.
But I will say, so this is already, this is nice. It's already converted to our time.
Oh. Wowzers.
Noon, our time, Spyro Reignited Trilogy.
Ooh.
So that's coming up. Oh, damn.
I'll just have my headphones in.
Yeah.
My niece Xandra, who loves me very much. Whatever you said, I'm watching the dragon.
Mom, shut up.
Today, I mean, just the beginning of it looks really kick ass. Portal 2 right after that.
Oh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
It's like
Super Mario Bros. 2.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that like you forget that it happens. I saw a Facebook post about, hey, Summer's Game Done Quick, coming back. And I was like, fuck yeah. I have them subscribed on YouTube of the Games Done Quick channel. And it's like, I always see them come up my subscription feed, and I get giddy. I'm just like, oh, exciting.
Oh, geez. At 2:23 a.m. our time, Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Oh, 2.
Fuck 2. Yeah.
One's where it's at.
Marble Madness at 6:23 a.m. on a Monday.
It's going to take him, what, 17 seconds to beat that game?
Probably. I'm just trying to see if I could find anything that really jumps out to me as unusual. Or
another sick run that I saw was beating Pokemon Blue backwards.
What?
So they could go into like the item menu and like press a certain code, and it would rewrite the code of the game and would teleport them to a specific spot. And so it teleported them to right in front of Mewtwo, and they used a Master Ball, and then using Mewtwo wiped the rest of the gym leaders going backwards.
Did he start with the Elite
start
Four?
Start with then? Giovanni.
Oh, okay, Giovanni.
Because if you beat the Elite Four, you win the game.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pokemon, looks like Crystal is tomorrow.
Ooh.
Super Mario Sunshine, the late tomorrow. Shrek Extra Large, 2:26 a.m. on Tuesday.
Do you think Sunshine's going to look as cool as
We remembered?
No. Well, duh, it will, of course. Do you think it's going to look as good as like a Super Mario 64 speedrun? I kind of feel like that game's going to look fucking phenomenal with all the sick hoses and all the movement's still from 64 in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would. I mean, if it's like 64 but updated. But.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one actually. That sounds like
Kirby 64 is on here.
Looney Tunes Late on Wednesday.
Is that the name of the game? Late on Wednesday.
We got some Super Bomberman 2, some Cave Story, Super Mario World, Grand Poo World 2. Fantastic.
Well, I've already set my notifications. Rang that bell.
Oh, Half-Life 2.
Ooh.
Oh, Minecraft.
Right afterwards, they're announcing Half-Life 3 at the
event. How do you speed run Minecraft?
I think you just run to the Ender Dragon and kill it.
Oh, okay.
Even though technically you can't like end that game.
All right.
Dark Souls, that'll be interesting. Let's see, we're on Saturday now.
Command and Conquer Red Alert 3.
SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom.
Sweet.
Super Mario World again. Wow. And then Sunday, June 30th, it looks like they have something called Finale, The End. Wonder what that could be.
Wonder. Probably Super Metroid.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'll probably just have that on one of my monitors playing in the background all week.
Yeah. If not, you can find them, like I said, their YouTube page.
YouTube. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Games done quick.
Although there is baseball tomorrow and Tuesday.
Okay. That's
and
neat.
And maybe Wednesday.
Quake. The OG Quake.
Gears 5 is the latest game to drop paid loot boxes ahead of potential legislation.
To drop? All right, that's cool.
No season pass, DLC maps are free, no gear packs, all store purchases are direct.
Hey, did you see that the Master Chief Collection on PC is going to be like $10 a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah.
So, at the end, it'll just be another full price game.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure will be really fun for the people that still have it on Xbox.
Yeah.
And want to switch to PC.
I'm happy but sad at the same time when it comes to loot boxes. I think loot boxes are a really interesting, neat way to like reward players.
They are interesting.
But the issue is you having actual cash involved.
And also hiding gameplay behind them.
You can hide gameplay behind them. So the only loot boxes I've ever had was Overwatch. So everything there was aesthetic.
See, that's done. Those are loot boxes done right.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the gambling problem that people
have. So like the fact that real money is involved.
Shadow of War used to have loot boxes, and there was the more loot boxes you bought, the easier the game is for you.
Lame.
They got rid of them though.
That's good.
And before all this, they got rid of them before there was even talk of legislation.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely you could buy a loot box and you get like some badass orc in there. And he's like, let's go kill something. And you're like, okay, I'm going to stash you away in my army and never use you.
Yeah.
So yeah, loot boxes, very divisive. I still like when I earn one in Overwatch and like you get something kick ass out of it.
That's yeah, it fun. Like it's a good... good feeling for
and
sure.
Then, and then when it's like a special event, you're like, here's $40.
Here's $40.
I mean, but at the same time, like, it is a way, like, if it wasn't, if people just, like, didn't have vices, you know, loot boxes would be awesome. Like, yeah, I'd love to give this person who is still working on this game, yeah, I'll give them an extra $20 because a whole team designed all of these skins and all these sprays and like that wasn't 2 minutes worth of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like the issue is I'm 14 and I've stolen my mom's credit card and man, if I am not gonna get a sick gun or sick skin for my Reaper costume, who is my spirit animal as a 14-year-old? My mom just doesn't understand.
CD Projekt Red reiterates that all of Witcher 3 will fit on one cart for the Switch.
Hell yeah.
That's impressive.
Pretty damn impressive.
The Switch is sick, dude.
Considering how those cartridges usually aren't that big.
Switch is sick.
And you usually have to, like...
Psych, God, it's like a custom 64 gig.
It's a 32 gig game cart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which includes all 16 micro DLCs. 2 expansions, and the full game.
Well, they'll have to be micro. Look how small that cart is.
Shut up.
No, that's cool. That, like, I have to get a Switch now. Like, I have to. They've announced the next Zelda game, and so I have to get a Switch just for them to make it for the next system.
I know. I gotta get a Switch.
Yeah, I want really bad.
I gotta get a Switch because Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is coming out.
There's a lot of sick games that I'd like to play.
Yeah.
And of course, Smash Bros. I mean, if you get one, yeah. you can't not get
that's,
Smash
that's
Bros.
That's the main reason I want to Switch, is that Smash Bros. Was good.
With two people in my house currently having Super Smash Bros., I don't think I'm going to get it right away. I would say I'd get it when they're on sale, but it's a Nintendo game. They don't do that.
Sale.
Yeah. You know why they don't do that, Andy?
Why?
Because their games are always good.
Yeah.
You put sales in games that are past their prime.
I didn't see any sales on Fallout 76. They were just giving it away.
Let's see. Minecraft Story Mode. Game servers will go down on June 25th because Telltale is RIP.
Yeah.
Why do they need game servers? What the fuck do they need game servers for that game?
It's probably an always online game.
That's weak.
So you can tweet out what decisions you made in Minecraft.
But you can now buy each episode of Minecraft Story Mode for $100 each on Xbox 360.
What?
That is not a fucking joke.
100?
It's something done to deter people from actually buying the game.
Just take it off the store.
Yeah.
They're going to on June 25th.
That's crazy.
Or just take it off now.
So if you really want all of Minecraft Story Mode digitally right now to fulfill that dream, you will need to drop $1,000.
Jesus Christ.
There's somebody that's going to fucking do that.
Of course. Kim Jong-un. I need this right now. It's a thing I can do. Is it bad that that was the first rich evil person I thought of?
Kind of, yeah.
All right. I did use the evil. I did use that word.
You did.
I did use the word evil.
After nearly 6 years, GTA Online is getting its first casino.
Yeah!
I remember like two stories ago we talked about vices. Yeah. Does GTA do loot boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Can you pay for money
It's not loot boxes. It's like shark cards that give you money.
Yeah, you just buy in-game currency.
So, yeah.
If you really want to.
Oh.
So, it's microtransactions. Very direct.
Yeah.
So, we need to... Let's see if it says when the fuck it is.
Hey, how much is a Switch regularly?
Like $200-$300.
Because here's the Nintendo Switch console and 12 months of Switch Online for $268.
That's pretty good.
That is a pretty good deal.
The 12 months of online is honestly, I think it's like $20 for a year.
Yeah.
So like, it's pretty cheap. That's nothing. I have hit this conundrum though, even though we're not talking about the story Matt just talked about, of like, do I get a Switch now and play these cool games, or I know they're going to announce a cool Legend of Zelda Switch.
Oh.
I know they are.
Yeah,
they have
that makes
to.
Makes sense.
So do I just wait and get this sick-ass Legend of Zelda Switch?
Play the waiting game.
Because, like, there's a Link's Awakening, which looks, holy shit, amazeball. Oh, my God. That game looks so beautiful. Have you seen anything for it?
Yes. The kind of, like, top-down-ish
yeah.
one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It looks pretty.
If they have one of those, I'd be down for that, too.
Sir, but you like, need to put your penis away at Walmart. No!
It's the Master Sword.
Come grab your destiny. It's dangerous it's dangerous out there. Take this with you.
Wow, you could have butchered that more.
No.
That's all right. I know. We can cut this in post. It's okay. Yeah.
No, don't cut it. Let Mark failure.
A casino seems real sketchy in a place where you can buy real currency.
Yep.
Like it
sure fucking does.
Yeah.
And it also is Grand Theft Auto, so it's going to be like $3,000 to make a bet.
I'm not sure I've ever bought money in GTA.
Me neither.
I've taken up like the link your account and get so
yeah,
many fucking
yeah, I've done
shark
that.
Cards. But when it drops, I'm definitely going to be gambling.
Yeah.
We should pick this game up again.
All right. I always have it installed because it's fucking massive.
Yeah, me too. I have it installed on an SSD.
I feel like Grand Theft Auto is making like Jeff Bezos money at this point, right?
It is the most not productive. It is the best-selling game ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When it came out, it made...
And so, like, who in the boardroom
6 years
later was just like, we need more money. Well, how could we... What's a good gameplay loop we can get them? Slot machines. We could do slot machines.
To this day, online's still making them like hundreds of millions. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this... You know, when it comes to legislation, paying real money for fake money, and even if you win, you're not getting that real money back.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. It's a surprise mechanic.
That's double gambling.
Yeah, it's like terrible gambling with extra steps.
Yeah. It's like
just real gamble.
It's like the meth to real gambling is cocaine.
What a beaut! I want to say this as a shirt.
Oh, guys! Finally, last story we got here. It took 7 months, but Fallout 76 fans who dropped the money for the Power Armor Edition are finally getting their canvas bags.
They got their bags! I thought you were going to say no one played anymore, or like the last active player.
As a quick refresher, players can order a Power Armor Edition of the game for around $200. One of the things was a canvas West Tech duffel bag. However, when the game shipped, those who had pre-ordered it just got a cheap nylon replacement, along with $5 of in-game currency.
We're sorry.
Rubbing salt in the wound, influencers started showing off their awesome Fallout 76 bags received free from Bethesda.
And weren't they canvas ones? Or yeah. No, they were like different canvas ones, weren't they?
They were definitely way better than the nylon.
Yeah.
So they finally put those bags out after fucking 7 months of this bullshit.
That's fucking stupid. They could have just fixed that or like just put them out in the first place and they wouldn't have to deal with any of this shit.
Yes, that is true.
I kind of feel like they're not hurting for money though, right? So like
Bethesda?
No, yeah. There's no way they're hurting for money. Yeah,
Bethesda's doing just fine.
I think like even with like the misstep of 76...
Like, their name is trashed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A bit.
Yeah. They've been tarnished. Bethesda used to be one of my favorite developers. Yeah. And then they just like
I wouldn't question a Bethesda game.
Here's this abomination. It's like,
here,
guys, what happened?
I think the issue is like they were so innovative when they first came out. Like when you see Fallout 3, you're just like, holy shit, I've never seen anything like this. When you see like the Elder Scroll games. Skyrim, holy fuck.
Do you think they got too big for their britches?
I think that the rest of gaming grew up, right?
Oh, in the
you compare Skyrim to Witcher, and it's like,
yeah.
Witcher, I've never played Witcher. I played a bunch of Skyrim. I'd love to play Witcher because of how much people are like, hey, it's Skyrim, but it doesn't blow.
Well, and Bethesda's engine is old.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say. They need a new fucking engine, like, pronto.
I think if they want to stay in the game, if you're listening, Bethesda.
to us.
If you're listening right now.
They've got the Telltale problem. Fix the engine, make that shit actually work, and then let people be as creative as they can possibly be. You tell great stories inside, like some of the coolest things that you do is like the little submissions inside of these games, like super super rad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they need a new engine really bad.
Fallout 4 was only fine, and then 76 was terrible. Come hit a grand slam, knock one home for me.
I did see in the expansion they went back to old Fallout though, where your character doesn't talk; like you actually have text options now.
Interesting,
which is pretty cool.
Hmm. I actually didn't mind the talking.
I didn't either, but I liked the text options in the old ones.
But you just take the text options and record a voice for each one of them.
Yeah, but it felt like I only had two of the four choices, like. Yeah. These two would give me this response. These two would give me this response.
I've been playing Mass Effect 2, and I filled out the whole Paragon meter, so I can always be the good guy.
Oh, okay.
And now that it's filled out, I'm like, why don't I just start doing some renegade options?
Yeah.
So like, I was following someone in a stock boat. I was like, wait, you're not supposed to be here, and I like backfisted him and kept going.
Bitch.
Anyways,
guys. I'm a good guy.
That'll do it for the podcast. Give Tam some time to fucking get out of here. Remember to check us out on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast, Facebook, 3-Hit Combo Podcast, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and, we're never on Twitter, so whatever.
Oh, my parents just canceled. We could have gone for two more hours.
Well, that sucks.
Your parents wouldn't cancel. They love you too much.
You caught me in my lie.
All right, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.